Speaking of Mr. Perry, back in 2012 when he was governor and a presidential contender, he absolutely refused to sign on to a federal law to address sexual abuse behind bars. The Prison Rape Reduction Act was signed into law by Mr. Perry's predecessor, George W. Bush, back in 2003, and it required lockups to put certain procedures in place and set standards or run the risk of losing federal grant money. But now, Governor Greg Abbott has just announced a complete reversal of the Perry position. Matt Simpson is a senior policy strategist with the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas. He's been following this pretty closely. Matt, what's striking to me is that back in 2012, Governor Perry was strident in his refusal to sign on to the federal rules on prison rape. He said, and these are his words, it's impossible to eradicate the problem. And now Governor Abbott's completely bucking his predecessor. Why the sudden turnaround?
Well, I don't, I'm not sure I'm qualified to explain the turnaround. I would note, you know, I think Governor Perry and really at the time Texas was moving towards some of the same concepts, some of the same procedures that are part of the PREA requirements. So in a way, the state was sort of heading in the same direction as the federal requirements. And it was, in some ways, was Governor Perry, you know, probably in some ways more talking about his opposition to D.C. And concerns about federal control. Then I would certainly think that he supported, as would any governor, trying to eliminate sexual assault in prisons and jails.
Let me just see if I can understand what you're saying here. You think this was, you think Governor Perry's refusal initially was largely political?
Well, I think there's definitely a political component to it. I mean, because Texas was, you know, creating, for example, a sexual assault ombudsman to be a contact point in the state prison system and doing some of the other things that are very similar, if not identical, to what PREA called for. You know, I think ultimately Governor Abbott decided that these are straightforward, common sense things to implement to prevent sexual assault. I think we can all agree preventing sexual assault is a priority. It should be something that we ensure when we incarcerate people. And, you know, it's very likely that Governor Perry had one idea of how we would get there, and Governor Abbott has a different one. But, I mean, it did also look like politics played a hand.
But, I mean, one idea cost Texas money. Without accepting those grants, Texas lost something like, what, $800,000 plus. By Governor Abbott now signing on, we stand to gain, what, something in the order of $750,000 in the coming year. Is that right?
Yeah, I know that there's some money. The federal money is definitely hanging in the balance. you know, I think that the money is really not, you know, the first and foremost focus should be that these people that are incarcerated are sentenced to time in prisons and jails, not to sexual assault. And I think that's the main focus should be to try to reduce sexual assault. And the PREA regulations are one way to do that. I think the money, you know, should be funneled. I believe the governor said that some of the money will be focused on reducing sexual assault, and I think that that's appropriate, and it's an appropriate focus.
Understand that based on a letter from Governor Abbott to the feds, most, if not all, of the 250 state jails and prisons, juvenile residential facilities, and public Department of Public Safety lockups have been audited and designated as compliant with a federal law. But what about county jail facilities and that sort of thing?
Well, county jails will be more it'll be more difficult. You know, they're run by individual counties, so the auditing process is not as uniform as it would be, say, in state prisons that are all run by the same Department of Criminal Justice. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of an uneven rollout across county jails. But again, you know, not only is this the right thing to do in terms of preventing sexual assault, but county jails carry a lot of liability for failing to comply with the requirements of PREA. So there'll be an incentive for each individual jail as well as for the state to comply.
Matt Simpson is a senior policy strategist with the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you.